Amen. Let's just lift our hands all over the house and thank God tonight that in this hour that we're living in, He is real. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bible said He had dwelt in the praise of His people. Let's make a place for Him tonight in this service. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're so glad to be here. Appreciate all the Lord's doing and has done in the services, how He's been moving among us. I'm just looking forward to Him helping us again throughout the remainder of the services. Thank you all for all your fellowship, all your blessing toward us, the offerings and everything. We appreciate it. We are excited about what God's doing in this last day. Amen. I want us to turn tonight to the book of Habakkuk. And if you're having trouble finding it, it's right before Zephaniah. Amen. Habakkuk chapter number 3. It's where we're going to take our text from tonight via familiar scripture. As I think I've said already once in this meeting, if you are a Christian, the Bible ought to be familiar scripture. Amen. The psalmist said, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Amen. Amen. It's a fearful thing to think that one day you're going to give an account of what's written in this book, and you never stop to read it. Amen. Habakkuk chapter number 3 and verse number 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places. To the chief singer on my stringed instruments. I want to preach tonight from the thought there in that 18th, I will rejoice, I will joy. I want to preach tonight, fear will not steal my joy. Father, thank You again for the service, for all that we've been through and experienced as we've been here, such a sweet Holy Ghost presence and power for every victory on the altars. Lord God, into the things that You've set in motion that we'll see come to pass in the months ahead. We're already giving You praise and honor and glory for it, Lord. Amen. The things we've asked You for, we're not going to wait till we see them. We're going to go ahead and praise You for them tonight. And so, Father, again, let the canopy of Your glory settle around us. Reach down and touch and bless and help us tonight. God, we'll give You the praise and the honor and the glory. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. The congregation said, Amen. Amen. So good to see Brother and Sister Holt here tonight. I told my wife, I said, I don't know how many years ago, I don't want to think about how many years ago it was, we first came into Texas and met these folk. And we're so glad to find folk that are still going on for God. Amen. Amen. We are now entering into the year of 2016. And the world has become a very fearful, a very dangerous and uncertain place to be. Jesus said Himself, one of the signs of the last days before the coming of the Lord would be a time of great fear. Men's hearts would fail them for fear of looking on those things. It is a dark world we're living in. It's a fearful place. Never again will it ever be like it was. God is angry with America and the world. I was in my prayer closet. I did not anticipate any other answer, but when the call came to me and said that the Supreme Court has just ratified and made same-sex marriage legal, I wrote somewhere in my notes or in my flyleaf of my Bible, today the freedom of America died. But I also said in the next meeting I was in, mark it down, You're going to see such an upheaval of weather. You're going to see such an up. That God is always, when He judges people, begins to judge in weather. We're going to see the most violent storm you've ever seen. We're going to see it raining where it did not rain, drought where it used to rain, snow where there's never been before, and all these earthquakes in diverse places. All these things is just telling us that God is angry with the way this world is going. In this hour that we're living in, it seems like not since the beginning of time has the world known such a, the whole world known such a feeling of hopelessness. The road rage, the wild man on the street, it's simply because there is no hope. There is not a light of hope anywhere in government. The government has not the answer. There is none in education. There is none in the economy. There is no hope in this world. And no wonder the Bible said, if in this world only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. Listen, church, in the hour that we're living in, if you're looking around about you now, it seems like that evil triumphs over good and chaos reigns about the world and there is no order. But I come to you tonight with this a message from the Lord tonight. Amen. Habakkuk opens this chapter with the prayer of a scared preacher. Amen. He said when he looked and heard the voice of the Lord, amen, he offered a prayer. He prayed, "Oh God, hear thy speech. I heard thy speech and I was afraid. Oh Lord, revive thy work in the midst of years, and in the midst of years make known, and in wrath remember mercy." I know the judgment of God is falling, but oh, in the midst of judgment, God, would you remember mercy? Would you revive the work of your hands in this hour? The scripture goes on, and the next couple of verses, he rehearses and looks at the glory of the person of God. Amen. And then he comes on down and begins to look at the remainder of the chapter, and there he talks about the saving acts of God. God in his acts of salvation. God in his demonstration of power. God in being who he is, until it brings him down to our text. And I want you to know tonight that our text is the answer, amen, to fear. Amen. God is still sovereign. And I want the Supreme Court Justice, Mr. President, and all of your followers, amen, there is a higher power. There is a power beyond the Supreme Court of the United States. And one day you'll stand before him and you'll give an account of the deeds that you've done in your body. I would be fearful now to think, as I was an old man, one of them, and I admired the man, but he went into eternity a day or two ago. He'll stand before God and give an account of every judgment he made. Oh, church, it's a fearful thing to think about, but God Almighty is still on the throne. He still controls all the affairs of men. It may look like that everything's out of control, but every step that's taken, amen, is God manipulating and God moving and God bringing us to the consummation that he said would happen from the beginning. Amen. Faith stands uncompromising in its confidence in God in spite of every negative report. Amen. I don't care. Amen. That Elijah told that servant to climb to the top of the mountain. Go and look out. Tell me what you see. He said, I don't see anything. He just bowed his head a little deeper between his knees and go again. Amen. Because Elijah is praying for rain. Amen. He has, and he said already, all of seven times he goes. Finally, he says, there's a cloud raising up out there. there about like a man's hand. He said, go tell Ahab, amen, to get off the mountain, for I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Amen. I hear the harbinger of revival tonight in America, in our churches, among our young folk, because they're sick and tired, amen, of what's going on, and they're looking for a reality. And I'm seeing a people come back to holiness. Amen. And it's telling me when the people comes back to wholeness, God comes back to his people. Oh God. Amen. I don't care what the reports say. I say what God says. Amen. Listen to what the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter number 33. Verse number 27. Listen to this. The eternal God. The eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath are his everlasting arms. Hallelujah. Devil came by and said thus and so. And I said, is that right? Well, I didn't know. When did God die? I wasn't invited to the funeral, and I'm his son. Amen. And as long as God's eternal, you ain't going to do nothing. Amen. The devil come by and say, I'm going to get you. When, boy? When you going to get me? You didn't do it yesterday. You ain't done it today, and there ain't no tomorrow. Amen. So the eternal God, amen, is my refuge. And as long as God's on the throne, and as long as God's still ruling, as long as the love of God is shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Ghost, great God Almighty, amen, we are in his everlasting arms. The eternal God, the God of old, the God of the beginning, the God of the morning, when the stars sang together over a new thing called the creation of the world. Hallelujah. This God who brooded over the face of the waters and brought light out of darkness and order out of chaos is the God who in the end, oh glory be to God, who in the end declares, behold, I make all things new. Amen. Hallelujah. God is thy refuge. The psalmist said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I don't know about you, but a few times I've got close enough up under those wings till I could hear the heartbeat of the universe. Amen. And I knew that everything's going to be all right. Amen. What we realize sometimes, we testify, we make the devil so big. He's mighty, but he ain't almighty. Amen. God's almighty. Amen. He's still ruling in the affairs of men. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church of the firstborn cannot fail. We cannot go down as long, amen, as we are seeking God, as long, amen, as this world stands. There'll be somebody, there'll be a remnant somewhere, amen, that'll be standing for truth, singing the songs of Zion, shouting the victory, shouting the light into a dark world. I'm not going to let the fearful things that are happening around me cause me to lose my joy. Amen. My baby's saying sometimes this just joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Amen. We're not ruled by circumstances. Amen. We rise above circumstances, and we'll shout hallelujah anyhow. Used to be a little boy that sang with Ernie Carter. I talked about him the other night. Ernie Carter, after he got out of prison, started a singing group called Ernie Carter and the Hymn Trio, and sang around. Had this little boy singing with him. And little old scrawny fella. He come home with, he came home with my nephews, about like the Snow Boys. And, you know, he came home with them and on a Sunday. So they got him out there behind the house and down in the holler, and there's an old slough down there. Them old big Caldwell boys would run and grab that grapevine and swing out to the other side and drop off, you know. Hey, man, it got that little feller's turn. He backed up part and took a hold of that grapevine. And he said, "Oh, God, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me." And he let go the best he could, but he didn't have enough weight. And he swung out there and he went down in that mud. He got up and cleaned himself off. He said, "Well, thank God I didn't drown. I thought, my God, with an attitude like that, they'll never stop him." Amen. God, give us some people. Amen. So I don't care what's happening. I don't care what the world's are doing. I'm going to lift up holy hands. Amen. I'm going to shout anyhow. I'm kind of want to be like that old fellow was back yonder, you know. Couldn't read nor write, but he got saved. Got a real born-again experience. Got him a big old Bible. Carried it everywhere he went. Big old Bible. Hey, man. Somebody one day said to him, said, "Son, son, you can't even read." I said, "What are you doing carrying that Bible?" He said, "I just want the devil to know whose side I'm on." Hey, man. Hey, man, I don't know about you, but I want the devil to know whose side I'm on tonight. Hey, man. The God I serve, whose I am, is able to take care of us. Hey, man, in this hour that we're living in. He's our protection in the storms of life. And storms come. The very foundations are shaken. But underneath are His everlasting arms. There's a time of storm that'll come into every soul. I wish it didn't. I wish it weren't so. I wish I could run interference for some of these young Christians. But I can't. The storm will come. The storm will come. Just because the Lord said to you, "Go to the other side," don't mean that between the launching and the docking, there's not going to be the storms of life. The only thing I'm sure of is He told me to launch, and He told me to go to the other side. I don't know what I'm going through till I get there. The time of the storm comes when the descending floods come and beat vehemently upon the house. And sometimes it seems like your very philosophy of life, amen, is being shaken. Your dreams and your happiness are about to be washed away in the flood tides of the ungodliness of the hour we're living in. When the flood comes, what then? Psalm 29 and 10 said, amen, this eternal God I'm talking about is the King of the flood. Amen. He's still riding on the waters. Amen. When those boys looked out that night, amen, give up all hope, and they saw Him walking on the water. Amen. What was over their head was under His feet. Hallelujah. Amen. What's washing over you? Amen. He's riding above it tonight. Amen. The eternal God. Underneath are His everlasting arms. That one old preacher said, "Son, when you're down to nothing, rest assured God's up to something." Amen. I just want to tell us tonight, amen, this ain't going to take. Amen. When you're as low as the bottom can get, no matter how far down you have sunk in the hour of trial or weakness or sin, when you at your lowest ebb, underneath, lower than that, is His everlasting arms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One fellow told me, you know, I was trying to encourage him. He was depressed, and he just said, "Preacher," he said, "I am at the bottom." I said, "Glory to God, I'm glad you are." "What?" I said, "I'm glad you are, for He's the rock at the bottom." Hallelujah. When you hit the bottom, He's the rock there. Underneath are His everlasting arms. Amen. Trials will come to you. You know that eagle? Amen. It seems like it's cruel when it takes that eaglet out, puts it on its back, and sails up into this blue sky and gets up way high up there, and then just turns over and dumps that little eaglet out in the open air. Here it goes squalling and tumbling, head foremost right on down towards the earth. That old eagle circles and circles as it falls and fights. He ain't worried. You know why? Because He can fly faster than that baby can fall. Amen.
I want you to understand tonight. Amen. You may feel, hallelujah, I just felt Him touch me. You may feel like you're in a trial tonight. It's dark where you are. You don't understand what's going on. You're being tossed over and over, and you're wondering where God's at. Don't worry. He's circling like an eagle watching you. Amen. Getting the glory out of what's happening to you. Amen. And when time comes before you hit the bottom, He'll swoop under you. Amen. And pick you up and carry you higher. Amen. Whew, thought I was a goner. Thought I was a goner. Shout now. And all of a sudden, here we are again. But you know what? One of them times, that little eagle that gets itself upright, it gets them little wings spread out and goes to beating them. All of a sudden, he ain't falling. He's flying. Hey, man, hey, I'm flying. Hey, man, this is where I meant to be. Hey, man, you may be in the valley, but you wasn't meant to stay there. You may be going through the valley, but don't build a house there. Hey, man, you're just passing through.
Let me tell somebody, it's a tunnel, not a cave. It's dark in there, but it ain't a cave. You keep walking. You keep walking. You keep walking. You keep on. Amen. After a while, you'll see a glimmer of light. Amen. You're going to walk out on the other side. As the old song said, I'm going to walk right out of this valley. Lift my hands and praise the Lord. Amen. This is not my home. I'm just a passing through. I'm like the old fella said. He said, my house is on, my address is on the mountain. He said, sometimes I ain't home. I'm in the valley. But he said, that's where I live at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Underneath, lower than you can fall. After a while, that little eagle that goes to flying, you know what? You know how God gets glory out of you? Hey man, when you start bearing fruit and he starts trimming. And he starts cutting. Sometimes it looks like there's more on the ground than they are on the vine. But he knows what he's doing. Amen. After a while, you know what happens out there in the wild, when that young eagle learns how to fly, amen, that mommy eagle and that daddy eagle that have watched it and taught it will fly up together, both of them screaming as loud as they can. They'll lock their claws together, amen, and they'll go dancing all over the heavens, amen. And the old Indian said, you know what they're saying? So they're saying, fly, baby, fly. Fly, baby, fly. Hallelujah. I feel like tonight God says, hang on a little bit longer. Amen. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your joy. Amen. Don't lose your shout. Amen. After a while, wow. Amen. He'll get the glory out of what you're coming through, and you'll get your dance back, and you'll get your shout back, and you'll get your song back. Amen. And God will say, fly, baby, fly. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Underneath of those everlasting arms. Sometimes you think you're, you know, that little boy of mine, you know, about that time he got to want to be independent when we went to the store, to Walmart, Kmart, or whatever. He wanted to run down to the toy aisle. You know, he's all of 4 years old now. He don't need nobody. You know, so we like to let him have a little independence. So he goes down that aisle. He ain't seeing it. But there's a daddy watching every move he makes. There's a daddy standing right there. If he stumbles, he'll be there to pick him up. If there's a threat there, he'll be there to take care of it. Amen. You might not see him, but there he is. Just like you remember when that little baby learned how to walk, what'd you do? He'd say, come to mama, you know, and start him across the floor. You know what you'd be doing? You'd be behind him. That's what God is tonight. You feel like you're all on your own. You feel like you can't make it. You feel like you're going to stumble and fall. You ain't going to. Amen. You may stump your toe. Pick you up, pat you on the back, say, son, that was real good. Next time you'll do better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is nothing. There is nothing outside of the embrace of those. If you hear me, if you don't hear anything else, there is nothing outside of that divine embrace that can harm you. The eternal will keep you from harm. Habakkuk climbed that prayer tower because he knew what devastation was. He saw what happened to
to his country. But when he looked it all over, in spite of all the outside circumstances, he climbs up and says, Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Amen. You think I'm down tonight, devil? I don't know about you. I've had him to come to me. Say, if you'll let up, I will. I mean, I'm flat on my back. I understand. I'm there. There we are. No way out of it. Amen. That Brit was just a baby boy and just a little feller. And we was living in an old trailer. I talked Aunt Ann to Murray, and me and Ann tried to talk her out of it because I didn't have any place to take her. But you know why? That I told some people a while back, I said, if I could, I'd buy the moon, hang it in the backyard. You'd stumble in the dark rest of your life just because she asked for it, because she didn't ask for it in them days. Living in that old trailer, no inside plumbing, no water, couldn't afford it. Came down to a Friday night. You see, when I told you last night that God spoke to me about that charismatic neo-Pentecostal stuff being ungodly, I didn't realize how many churches was going to embrace it and was closing doors to us. We wasn't getting called to preach. On a Friday night, we went to a little old church just to have, because it was our custom to go to church. Didn't have much money in the gas tank. Had $7 in my pocket. The bills was all due. There was nothing in the house to eat. There was a little milk for the baby. We went over to that church that night. There's a missionary there. Talked about where he was going soon and how the pitiful things was, and said, if you got our dollar to give, said, I promise you not one cent of it will be taken out, but take over and laid in there. I'll lay it in their hands personally. They passed the offering pan around, and I throwed a, we got out, and Ann smiled real big, and she said, we're down to $5 now. I said, no, we're down to $2. I give the five. Oh, yeah. Devil says, what's wholeness preaching got you now? What's preaching this wholeness standard got you now? We woke up the next morning, and in spite of, on top of everything else, it's Saturday morning, and it's raining. Cold, drizzling rain. And there wasn't no reason to get up in a hurry, but we got up after a while and went through our best of devotions. And sitting there, you know, and the devil saying, yeah, now what you say? And all of a sudden, I heard an old pickup truck turn into my driveway with them old metal Cadillacs around it. Right out in the on the stoop out there, knocked on the door, there stood a man in his milk boots up to his knees. And I said, Bob, come on in. Bob Jack, come on in. He's the man that later on we'd pray and his cattle that should have been destroyed was saved. I'll tell you, if you find it on tape somewhere. He said, God spoke to me this way. He's almost embarrassed. Hung his head, said, I you all need something? He said, well, he said, I was in the milk barn. And said, the Lord spoke to me and said, bring us a piece of money and give you all. And he said, I couldn't even wait till I got the milking done, so I just left the kids a milking, come on. So he laid that money down. I looked across the road where my mom and dad lived, a couple of my sisters and a brother had drove down from Ohio to see mom and dad. Coming down the road, they'd said, you know, John Nan's probably home, and we ain't going to be home this weekend, so let's just take up an offering among ourselves and give it to them. Before that day was over, nobody knowing anything, us not calling one person, nobody stuffing anything, there was laid in our house enough money to pay all of our bills for the month, to buy groceries, and take care of everything we needed. Amen. Underneath are His everlasting arms. Oh, glory be to God. I hope you think I ain't boasting. I'm just bragging on God. I'm telling you, He'll do the trust. Amen. He'll do the trust. And that's why my writer says here, amen. He said, I will rejoice in the Lord no matter what 2016 holds. He holds 2016. Somebody may have to hold my mules while I shout a while tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's in His hand. Amen. You know what? One night, Emma took sick. You know, 12 long years she suffered, fought the battles, and before God come by and healed her. One night, Brother Moore called me. One morning, Brother Moore called me, Brother LD, and he said, Brother Gabbard, said, I went into my little church at dark last night and come out at daylight this morning. Said, I wish I had more to say to you. Said, the only thing the Holy Ghost said as I pleaded all night was, more, it's in my hand. I said, great God Almighty, if it's in His nail-scarred hand, it'll be all right. Hallelujah. You know what the Bible said, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. The pastor probably knows this, but in the Greek rendering, it is a fist, and I'm right there. And that fist belongs to the nail-scarred hand. And then another fist closes that. That's God the Father and the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. We used to sing a song in the mountains. I got a hiding place in Jesus, and I'm sheltered from the storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter. Hey, amen. Greater. I will joy. I will joy. I don't mean just be. I said, I will have joy. Hey, amen. I'll have shouting joy, tongue talking joy. Hey, amen. Running joy, sleepwalking joy. In the God of my salvation. Greater, higher, deeper, more paramount than all the other facts of life is the fact that God is God. And He always will be God. I know God is God. And He always will be God. He's God when the lightning flashes. He's God when the thunder rolls. He's God way up in heaven. But He's God down in my soul. Amen. Revelations 19:6 says, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. God surpasses the whole panorama of the destruction of all that Revelation brings. In the end of every bit of it, when all the heathen have raged and all has went on, amen, this angel said, Hallelujah, for the Lord God still, amen, omnipotent reigneth, amen, in the affairs of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord God is my strength, and He'll make my feet like hinds' feet, and He'll make me to walk upon mine high places. Sometime when you're feeling down, turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 40. I'm not going there tonight for sake of time. That whole chapter, amen, talks of nothing. The whole theme of that chapter is the glory and the majesty of the eternal, omnipotent God. In this unstable and destructive world, God stands secure and supreme. It was God's answer to the nation in Habakkuk's day, and it's the answer for us tonight. I was praying this evening about how I'd end this message. That great and mighty old man is going on to glory. Ralph Horton became known in the last few years of his life for this saying right here. He would rear back and he'd say, clap your hands, O ye people, and shout with the voice of triumph. He's gone. But I felt like tonight to honor God and my friend. I'd ask you if you would tonight, every one of us that will and knows what it's like. Amen. I'd ask you to stand right now. Amen. I want you, amen, to clap your hands, oh ye people, and shout with the voice of triumph. And shout with the voice of triumph. Shout! Amen. Let the devil know. Amen. We're still in the fight. Amen. We still got it. Hallelujah. 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 Clap your hands, oh ye people, and shout with the voice of triumph. We have overcome. Woo! 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 Holy, 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 holy! Ah, come on, just obey God tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah! Yeah, that's it. That's it. I just seen a wave of the Holy Ghost come in there. Go ahead. Amen. Go ahead and worship Him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Shout with the voice of triumph. The Lord God omnipotent reigns. He's still on the throne tonight. Amen. Oh, amen. No matter how bad it looks, no matter how low the coffers get, no matter how high the stacks of the bills are, amen, He's still on the throne tonight. Amen. He still knows about you and where you are. Holy, 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 holy! Oh, I heard the Lord say, Mama, I heard you when you said, I don't know what in the world we're going to do, when you couldn't sleep and you cried in the night. I come to tell you tonight, He heard you cry. Amen. And the answer's already been dispatched. Amen. For the glory world, God is fixing to turn it around. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I wonder if somebody could come to the piano tonight and give us some shouting music. Give us some marching music. Amen. Give us on these instruments. Amen. And praise Him. Amen. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I seem like tonight I'm feeling like the Lord would just have us to shout our way out of trouble tonight. Old feller back yonder fell right down in the middle of a church service with a massive heart attack. They called the EMTs to come and get him. They run in there and grabbed him and checked all his vitals and said, oh, said he's just about gone. Ain't much hope for him. He's about gone. Let's get him out of here. You know what? Brother Mike, he heard what they say. He said, what did he say? He said, what did he say? He said, son, be still. He said, any move you make, he said, you go out of here. He said, what? You said, I'm about to die? Take glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm almost home. And as they locked him up on that cart the way they went with him. He said, I'm almost home. Almost home. Amen. He got so excited about dying. Amen. That he lived. Amen. Before we ever got to the hospital, he done shouted and jerked himself out of a heart attack. And he came back and lived for years. Just got so excited about going to heaven that he shot his way out of a situation.
Oh, glory, 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 glory Father, now.